Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tamia.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Hey, Tamia, how you doing?
All Good. Right. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Okay, you can go ahead.
I was talking to somebody on the phone and it hung up, so I was calling back.
Okay, and what's your social?
422-154626, and I was trying to tell him that I wanted to file for unemployment. Mm-hmm. He told me to hold on, but then the phone hung up.
Okay, so that was 422-154627?
462-26.
Oh, 26. Okay, hold on.
Uh-huh.
26. Okay, and what's your first and last name, your date of birth, and what's your mother's maiden name?
Hold on, I got somebody looking at the water, huh? I'm trying to talk to five people at one time. First name, you want my first name?
Yes, ma'am.
First name, Tammy T. M. M. Washington.
Okay, you said Tammy who?
G-R-A-Y.
Okay, Tammy Gray. Okay, and what's your date of birth?
04-1774.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay. So you say you want to file the claim?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I don't.
And English is your preferred language, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
I don't.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I don't.
Okay. And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. And you do have a driver's license, correct?
I do.
Okay. And what's that driver's license number?
654-4257.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive direct deposit or the Alabama Vintage Prepaid Card, which will take 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after your approved for payments. Which one would you prefer?
I'll do the card. Well, no, I didn't go to my account. It's going to my checking account.
Okay, direct deposit. And you said going into your
uh-huh.
checking account. Can
uh-huh.
I have the routing and the account number?
Routing number is 262-083-881.
Okay, so that was 262-083-881.
Mm-hmm, that's the routing number.
Okay, and what's that account number?
It's going to be 625-17-8411.
Okay, so that was 625-17-8411.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me?
1475 Chippewa Circle, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214.
Okay, and it's Birmingham. Okay.
No, it's coming out. I mean, the father won't turn off.
Okay. And can you say the address for me one more time?
Sorry, what you say? You want to verify the address?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get the address again?
Okay. 1475 Chippewa Circle, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214.
Oh, can you spell the street name for me? I don't want to spell it wrong.
It's Chippewa. Chippewa.
Okay, and you said Chickawa Street Drive. Which one you said?
Circle.
Circle, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and is this the same as your residence address?
Uh-huh.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, and what's a good phone number for you? Is it the number you're calling from now, which is 334-544-2720?
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Okay. Probably spelled the screen name wrong. Let me see. A match for your address cannot be found. Please choose one of the options. Okay, there you go. Okay, so I have your address on file is 1475
Chippewa.
Okay. And it will spell Chittwa.
Chipp as in Paul. PP.
Oh, PP. Okay, uh-huh. Hold on. Wait, let me go back and change it. PP. Let me go back. Chippewa Circle. Okay. It took me a minute to say it. Okay. Okay, and so that's 1475 Chippewa Circle, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214.
35214,
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1984 Dodge Colt, 1988 Toyota MR2, 1990 Eagle Talon, 1994 Volvo 960 series, or you never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Never been associated with any of those vehicles.
Yeah, these some old vehicles. I don't even know how to pronounce them.
Right. I'm like, what? Don't you wait until you get to 2000.
Let me get right. Montgomery, Wanata, Satsuma. I ain't never heard of these places, and I can't pronounce them. Steel, or you never been associated with these addresses. I'm sorry, it took me so long. I just couldn't pronounce some of them.
I've never been associated. I never heard of none of those places.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Fayetteville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1727 Cumberland Drive, 36778 Rayburn Court, 3917 Cookville Court, 5932 Dalton Road, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama that with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
And when was the last day you worked?
What was last Tuesday? You looking at the calendar? Let me pull my calendar up. It was last Tuesday. Hadn't even, tomorrow be a week, so it was. Was that the?
You said last Tuesday. It'll be the 8th.
No. Okay. Yeah. That's last day. Where it was 8th. So tomorrow be a week.
Okay. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Mhm.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yeah.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Maybe 15 is my max, 15, 20.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
I was making 17, so 16. I don't want to take a big pay cut, but 16.
Okay. And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. No, they just fired me. That's why I'm calling y'all.
Okay. What was your job title in your job description?
I was a senior assistant at Security Finance, which is we do small secure loans. So I was a senior assistant. I had been there five years.
Okay.
So basically I just process loans.
Okay. So you're a loan processor.
Okay, yeah, and then collections, big collections also.
And what kind of collections did you do? Like, was it schools or lawyers?
I mean, basically, it's for them, for the company.
Okay. So it's for the company. You said you was a senior assistant, correct?
Right.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, so you said for the company. Okay, so I'm going to read off one of these to you, and okay. You can tell me if it sounds like your job description.
Okay.
Provide high-level administrative support by conducting research, preparing. Hold on, let me get right. Provide high-level administrative support by conducting research, preparing statistical reports, handling information requests, and performing clerical functions such as correspondence, receiving visitors, arrangement conference calls, scheduling meetings, may also train and supervise lower level clerical staff. Well, shoot, that's the only one I got, for real.
Probably more like doing clerical work, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's sort of like that. You processing loans and doing collection calls.
Okay.
Pay their bill, I guess, somewhere up in there. But I didn't hear none of that, so.
Okay, let me see. I'm trying to see if it's one that match yours, but I don't all see right. One. I'm gonna put something else. Let me see. Loan. Okay, and what was included in these loans?
What do you mean? Like, it was just like small unsecured loan based off your credit. You looked at your debt to ratio income and stuff like that.
Okay, so I think I found one. What did it say? Loan interviewer, loan officer.
Right, yeah, that's it.
Okay. And you're seeking work in your current occupation?
Say that again.
You're seeking work in your, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, I don't want to get back in collections. Probably something different.
Okay. What will be another job, a job you'll be interested in?
Now, I did medical records before. I really want to get back into something like that, doing like pulling medical records and maybe working in the hospital, something like that.
Okay, I got you.
I did a little bit of everything. I did retail and all that, but I don't want to get back into collection because it was like mentally a lot when you got to get a certain amount of numbers every month and your store didn't get it, so. It was a lot.
Okay. Okay, so I put medical records and health information for your new job title that you're seeking for.
Exactly.
Okay. And what's the name of the company you're separating from?
Security Finance.
Okay. Okay, and what's a good phone number for that company?
You want the supervisor number or you want, because you're going to have to talk to that person, right?
Well, we don't necessarily talk to them. It's just another part of our division to talk to them. So it just don't matter. As long as it's a number that we can just get in contact with somebody.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the 205.
Okay.
424.
Mm-hmm.
5057. And Jabray was the manager.
Jabray?
Uh-huh, Jabray Owen.
Okay. And when was your start date?
I started November 3rd, 2016, and I got my 5 years November 3rd, 2021, so I've been there 5 years. I had been there 5 years.
Oh, shoot, I put in the wrong year. Computer tripping. Hold on.
2016 when I
started. 2016. Okay. And you said your last day was when?
What was last Tuesday?
Okay, yeah, the 8th. I remember. Okay. And what city and state you said this was in? Birmingham, Alabama?
Bessemer. I worked in Bessemer.
Okay, Bessemer. Okay, did you expect to receive any of the following pays for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I wish they did because I had like 80 hours. I had 40-hour vacation, 40-hour sick time. They don't give you none of that.
Dang, that's crazy. They don't want to give people what they work for.
It's my hours. I should give them. I should give them. They don't give you none of that. It just goes away. I mean, they just get rid of it. But, you know, you start your vacation time started over when the first of the year. So, the first of the year, we got all that sick time, all that vacation time, all that personal time. And I didn't get to use none of it.
Okay. And what's the reason you said you're no longer working?
They said that I called somebody. I called because, you know, our job was collecting payments, right, off the loan that we gave you. Mm-hmm. They said that I called somebody off my cell phone, which was against company policy, but they never did show me where I called somebody. He only said it.
Okay. Okay, and what was the first name? You said Jabray Owens?
Jabray, G-U-B-R-A-Y. She was the manager of the store.
And this was on the 8th, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, you said that your supervisor said that you called somebody over the phone and was like telling information or something like that?
No, he said I called off my personal cell phone.
Oh, you called the customer off your personal cell phone.
Right.
Okay.
Bad fucking you, wasted.
Okay, and what did you try to do to resolve the problem?
It wasn't nothing I can do. To my what I tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing I can do. He told me that his hands were tied and they had went to HR and it was out of his hand. And so I said, what are you trying to say? Just go ahead and say what you got to say. And he said, we're going to have to let you go. So I said, okay. You know, I got all my stuff put in the truck, gave him that key, and that was it.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Say it again.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm about to give you a pen that you can use to access your portal online. So let me know when you're ready for your pen.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, your pen is 2674.
2674.
Yes, ma'am. And a way to remember your PIN, is the last two numbers of your social and the last two numbers of your birth year.
Okay. I got it written down.
Okay.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am. I have to read off the rest of the information to you. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. We just finished registering you for work with the Alabama Career Center. I'm sorry. You see, I'm just messing up my words.
You're tripping today. What is it? You had lunch.
No, I ain't had no lunch. Not today. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. You can either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
You said Alabama Works?
Yes, ma'am. alabamaworks.alabama.gov. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Our claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So if you file over the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file over the phone, the number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. And make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Information booklet will be mailed to you. It explains your rights and how your claim is determined. Read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation and may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Okay, Ms. Tammy Gray, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me today?
That's it. So I don't have to do anything else until I get this booklet, and then that's it, right?
No, you have to start Sunday. Start Sunday when you file your weekly. When you start doing your weekly claims, start Sunday.
Okay. So start this Sunday coming up.
Yes, ma'am. And if you can't start Sunday, you have until 5. If you can't do it Sunday, you have till 5 p.m. Friday to complete it.
that following Friday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm gonna call. So Sunday when I, if I want to do it over the phone, I call the 1-800-752-7389 and do it over the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got you. I got everything wrote down. All right, I'm gonna be make sure I keep up with this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been working for a long time. Never did no unemployment before, so it's new to me. So, but I'm gonna call Sunday, call that number, and then do. I guess it's gonna prompt me to do everything on the phone.
I don't really know. I don't think you're going to have to do everything that we just did over the phone. It probably just going to ask you questions about you working every week. Because, you know, you have to be still looking for a job every week you file.
Okay, I got you. All right, then.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.